Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Monty Pearson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Sisell. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Johnson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hank Johnson. And now, play ball. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Werber reaches third base with a triple. Sisell goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. Werber scores. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into center field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Len Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is called out on strikes. One out. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson strikes out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Werber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball towards center. Solter settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Solter's. Knickerbocker moves to third. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seeds. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Solter scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Beltbean now pitching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry bunts towards the mound. Bean fields it and throws to third for the out. Farrell moves to second. One out. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Solters. Com reaches second base with a double. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cecil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Beltbean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Com moves to third. Dutch Holland pinch hits for Beltbean. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland strikes out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice is hit by the pitch. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Thornton Lee now pitching. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Werber moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Solters takes first base on ball 4. Werber moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Werber scores. Morgan moves to third. Solters moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 2 in the game. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Hale applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lee for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Werber steals second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan is called out on strikes. 1 out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-3 in the game. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.